Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelation of St. John the Divine. It's the revealing of Jesus Christ. It's in the very first verse, is Christ coming in that revelation, the revealing, that opening up, if you will, the unveiling, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Again, you see that same phrase at the very first verse of Revelation chapter 1, which must shortly come to pass, back in Revelation 21, verse number 6, into that verse, the things which must shortly be done. Let me throw this into you real quick, and I think you know by now that I believe that Jesus could come at any moment. I hope and pray that is your thought, that Jesus could come at any moment. On the way to Pennsylvania, on the way back, I listened to Sirius Radio and some other music, gospel music all the time. And certain songs come into my mind, and that, you know, if you didn't believe that Jesus could come at any moment, you couldn't sing certain songs like, Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. I mean, you couldn't sing that if you believed Jesus couldn't come till after tribulation. You'd have to sing, Jesus is coming after the Antichrist. Or some of you, are you following? I don't pick on anybody, but there are so many songs that speak about, that we sing in our hymn books, and about the coming of Jesus and about waiting for him and all. If you didn't believe that Jesus would come at any moment, well, why are you singing them songs? You know, I know we understand all the ramifications of that. But look in verse number 7. Verse number 6 is the accuracy of God's word, how accurate it is. Verse number 7 is the blessedness of God's word. When he said, behold, I come quickly. We'll speak to that later again about the imminent mentality. I come quickly. But look at this blessing of God's word. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. The word keepeth literally means to guard or to hold fast, to watch over. It's the same word, however, it's used in the Greek language as opposed to the Hebrew language. Different words, but the same meaning. Where God told Adam to keep the garden. The word keep there in the Old Testament meant to protect, to guard over it. Well, here in Revelation 22, verse number 7, blessed is he that keepeth. It means to guard, to hold fast, to watch over. Again, as you get toward the end of this chapter, be careful with how you deal with this book, okay? You sure don't want to take away from the words of the book. You sure don't want to add to it. And the thought here is blessed if you hold fast to it. Just believe what it says.
Amen.
Isn't it enough?
Amen.
Blessed is he that keepeth it. Matter of fact, this is interesting. This is the seventh, or the sixth, I'm sorry, the sixth of the seven blessings in Revelation. We know about the blessings of the Beatitudes in Matthew, where there are seven blessings in the book of Revelation that we've gone through six of them now. The seventh we'll read in just a minute, but the first one is Revelation chapter 1, verse number 3, the first blessing. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and here's the saying, and keep those things for which are written, that are written therein, for time is at hand. Isn't that interesting? There's a blessing at the beginning of the book of Revelation for those who read, those who hear, and those who keep. And then again, he kind of throws, for time is at hand. Ain't that amazing how it keeps coming up? Time is at hand. Shortly will come to pass. Well, we see another blessing in Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow him. Now, we understand what we're talking about here during the tribulation period, those who are martyred in the tribulation period. Well, there's a blessing. right unto right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. We're going to read in a little bit about the rewards and all. But you see another blessing in Revelation 16, 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he should walk naked, and they shall see his shame. Okay. Much could be said about that, but need to move on. Revelation 19, 9, we see another blessing. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true and faithful sayings. Isn't it interesting how these things kind of intertwine? These things are faithful and true. Again, these are the true sayings of God. We need to hold them and keep them and read them and understand them. And it's all true. Okay? But we see in verse number 9 of Revelation 19, again, that blessed are they that are called into the marriage supper Lamb. We learned that weeks and weeks ago, what all that entailed about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And now all that's taking place, and had the marriage supper of the Lamb, and boy, what a feast that will be. Again, my mind's still back in Pennsylvania. That's a long haul, by the way. We drove 16 hours. I drove straight through. I left Friday at 5:30. I got home at 9:30, and I'm just now recovering. Now, you're talking about, you think jet lag, how about car lag? I told Brother Ken, I said, we got into Polk County. And by the way, if you ever ride with me, every time we cross the border somewhere, I blow the horn. Beep, beep. The kids know this. When we go from Florida to Georgia, beep, beep. When we go Georgia to South Carolina, beep, beep. Are y'all following all the way up Pennsylvania? Beep, 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 beep. Y'all think I'm crying. I'm having fun. Okay. We come back from Pennsylvania and Virginia. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. We get into Polk County. Beep, beep. We cross on 33. Beep, beep. We're in Polk County now. And I told my wife, I said, I got my seventh wind. You know how you say I get my second wind? By the time I got there, my third wind, my seventh wind, I was just completely, completely wore out. But I had these things, I didn't lose thought, my train of thought. But I bought about 5 jars of sauerkraut. I love sauerkraut. I love sauerkraut. I eat it by itself, okay? Bought 5 different jars up there in Amish country. Had some of the best sauerkraut I ever had. My life was up there. Bought 5. I'd be so happy if they had sauerkraut at the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's carnal. I know. But whatever it is, it's going to be great. I don't know. But anyway, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. We see that in Revelation 20, verse number 6. Blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So we understand the context here. But yet we see this blessing. That's the fifth blessing. And then here in Revelation chapter number 22, verse number 7, again we see that another blessing is he that keepeth the saying of this book, the prophecy of this book. Then the last blessing, in verse number 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and that they may enter in through the gates into the city. So there's 7 blessings here in the book of Revelation. It's commonly called the Beatitudes, if you will, of the book of Revelation. But we see the blessedness of God's word in verse number 7. In verse number 8 and 9, I want you to notice it's the second time that John fell down to worship an angel. Then verse number 8, and I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard them and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Before I go any farther, go back with me to Revelation 19:10. Revelation 19:10. This is, again, John had done this earlier, and I had fell at his feet to worship him. He said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.